Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 14. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God, let it be deep of Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz says, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you, weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore to the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall his name be Emmanuel." Psalm 45. My heart overflows with a goodly theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. You are the most handsome of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your glory and majesty. In your majesty ride on victoriously for the cause of truth and defend the right. Let your right hand teach your dread deeds. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. Your royal scepter is a scepter of equity, your love righteousness, and your hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Your robes are all fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments make you glad. The daughters of kings are among your ladies of honor. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. O hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Since he is your Lord, bow to him. Daughter Tyre will seek your favor with gifts, the richest of the people with all kinds of wealth. The princess is decked in her chamber with gold-woven robes. In many-colored robes she is led to the king. Behind her the virgins, her companions, follow. With joy and gladness they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. In the place of ancestors you, O king, shall have sons. You will make them princes in all the earth. I will cause your name to be celebrated in all generations. Therefore the peoples will praise you forever and ever. Hebrews 10, verses 4 to 10. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said the above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings," these are offered according to the law, then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and he said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." And she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child that will be born holy He will be called Son of God, and now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. And then the angel departed from her. Good morning. This is Tim Tribble, broadcasting from Sacramento, California. Today's readings come to us from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 14, Psalm 45, the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 4 to 10, and the Gospel according to Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Luke's gospel today is what we call the Annunciation of Christ. This is where the angel comes down and tells Mary that she is going to be the mother of Christ, is going to be the virgin birth. And it also mentions that your cousin Elizabeth is already 6 months pregnant and was thought to be too old. This is the Elizabeth who is son of the mother of John the Baptist, mm-hmm. who, of course, we will hear about later, cousin of Jesus, who was the wild man in the wilderness and, of course, was the one who baptized Jesus to begin his ministry. What I want to talk about today is the reading from Hebrews. The book of Hebrews was written to the Hebrew people, and this is a discussion, and this is Paul telling us about the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And this is something that this is why Jesus came, this is why he had his ministry, this is why he was here on earth, and this is what he left us with, and we as followers of Christ, followers of the way, later on the term Christian was coined, this is why we are who we are, where we are now. Originally, we had the original covenant with Abram, who became Abraham after the covenant. He was renamed, taken on a new name. It was the sacrificing of burnt offerings, so they would bulls and goats, whatever they had. It was always the first pick of the litter, that type of thing. Always that. And goes on to say that, you know, you took no pleasure, and then I have come to do your will, O God, and the scroll of the book is written for me. So this goes back to Isaiah and other foretellings of a Messiah who was going to come and save the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. And now we have the new covenant, where he abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it's by God's will we've been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. We're done. There's no more need to make sacrifices any longer in the way in the old traditions. And this is where we get our new covenant, which is love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Upon these two hang all the laws and the prophets. Everything that we do revolves around loving God and loving our neighbor. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the new covenant. That's the new commandment. Not saying, you know, this is not getting rid of the principles that we had in the old covenant. That's not what it means. The Ten Commandments are still valid. And that's why he says, on these two hang all the laws and the prophets. So now we are challenged to conduct ourselves in a way that shows love towards others. This was Jesus' message, and it's been kind of changed over the years, because this is a very, very, very difficult thing for us as human beings to do. Our survival instinct from years and years, from all the way that we have come up, has been self-preservation. Self-preservation flies in the face of self-sacrifice. But that's what we're called to do. When we served, we were supposed to look out for and help those around us. I don't care what branch you served in, what your MOS or job or rating, whatever it was in the military was. All of us got the same thing. You're responsible for the person in front of you, the person to your left, the person to your right, and the person behind you. Whatever it was, we were always supposed to watch out for and take care of each other. Self-sacrifice. When you look at the citations of those who are awarded the Medal of Honor, the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, every single one of them, those soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines, did something for those around them. They sacrificed themselves for the good of those around them. And that's what we are called to do as Christians, as we are to sacrifice ourselves for those around us. We are to take care of them. We are to watch out for them. We are to help them. We are to love them. And that becomes very, very difficult with all the things that we have in the world today and all the stuff that's going on. And some people make themselves very difficult to love. And it's always difficult to draw that line in where are we doing it, how are we doing things, and trying to understand what love is. And then we throw in phrases like tough love and things like that, and it gets all convoluted. But we should follow the examples of what Jesus did. Everywhere Jesus went, during his ministry, as he walked around the Sea of Galilee, Jerusalem, that area near the land of Cana, he taught, he healed, he fed, he forgave 7 times 7 times 7 times 70 and all that. He stopped and cared about those. He felt our emotions. He wept when his best friend Lazarus died, even though he knew he would bring him back to life. It was still had to weep because he saw the depth of the emotions and had that feeling of losing someone that meant so much to him. So as we go on this Holy Week, we look at the love that Christ gave for us and what he did and sacrificed as the ultimate and perfect sacrifice, so that we can have the new covenant where we love God with all our heart and all our minds and all our soul, and we love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen.
A prayer for social justice from the Book of Common Prayer. Grant, O God, that your holy and life-giving spirits may so move every human heart, especially the hearts of the people of this land, that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear,
and hatreds cease. That our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with Pew Pew HQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac. Always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.